and I'm Nathan Heffel. Republican Congressman Cory Gardner fended off his Democratic challenger Brandon Schaefer to retain his seat in the 4th Congressional District. Gardner easily won the district Tuesday night, maintaining a commanding lead over Schaefer. Thanks to congressional redistricting, Gardner has a lot of new voters to meet as he starts his second term in office, something the congressman was quick to point out shortly after his win.
48% of the district will be brand new. When we were elected 2 years ago, the first thing we did was embark on a listening tour around the district. I anticipate over the next couple of months we'll be doing a similar kind of thing, although we'll still be in session. So we'll be dealing with sequestration and fiscal cliff issues while we're also trying to make sure that we get a chance to meet people in the new district.
Gardner was one of only a few candidates speaking publicly at the Republican watch party at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Shortly after his acceptance speech, Gardner supporter Richard Dunlap reached out to the congressman with a very personal plea.
When you go back into Congress, please let the president know that he needs to have a dose of humility and work with you guys.
While Gardner has a clear mandate in the 4th District, he admits the country remains very divided.
It's a very divided Colorado public about what to do going forward. Obviously, the president will be facing a divided government once again. There's no clear mandate. I think the mandate that I take, the mandate that I believe the American people are sending to Washington, is we're going to try to do everything we can to send people to Washington, D.C., to send people to the Colorado legislature, to find answers to our nation's greatest challenges.
With the election over, Cory Gardner says he plans to return to his hometown of Yuma to spend some time with his family before heading back to Washington to face several high-profile issues, including the impending fiscal cliff. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.